This morning. This morning for a meditation, I would like to read a number of psalms and as well as sing several additional songs that I've asked Anthony to lead us in. And I'm not planning to add a lot of commentary to the scripture this morning, but I'm praying that we all could enter into worship this morning through the reading of the word and through singing. Chosen a number of psalms, so turn me to the book of Psalms, if you care to, and I'll start with Psalm 8. Psalm 8 is a psalm giving glory to God for his creation, and so I'd like to start there, and then move to Psalm 19, which continues a theme of God's creation, but then also moves to the perfection of his law, and his truth, and our response to it in verses 12 through 14 of chapter 19. So Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man, that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man, that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, in his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. And our response to this, who could understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'd like to sing song number 127, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
Song number 127, I Sing the Mighty Power of God. Please stand for the song.
Oh, I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I
Gift that God is present everywhere. I'd like to turn next to Psalm 5. Psalm chapter 5, or the fifth psalm. Verse 8 says, "Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness." It's because God is who he said he is that we can trust him and that we can have hope and that we can rejoice. And this psalm speaks to that in the latter part of the psalm. Psalm 5, "Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King, and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God, let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield." Psalm 16. Psalm 16 is a messianic psalm. There are several verses, or at least a verse there, that both Peter and Paul reference in the book of Acts and referencing the resurrection. This psalm is a psalm of gratitude and joy and rejoicing and culminating the coming of Christ. Psalm 16, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee, but to the saints that are in the earth, and to the excellent in whom, is all my delight. Their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings of blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. The Lord is the portion of my inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lions are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We have hope this morning, brothers and sisters. Let's sing song number 938. My hope is built on nothing less.
Yeah.
May God be praised that we have Christ, our solid rock. I'd like to read one more psalm in conclusion here, our response and our recognition of God as King over all. Psalm 24. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him and that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Let's bow for prayer. Lord, we stand in awe of who you are this morning. Lord, you are King over all. You are God over all. In the middle of a chaotic world, you still stand supreme. You still stand over all. You still are in control. You still are King over all. And one day, today we have the choice to confess you as Lord and Savior. And one day, all people will confess you as Lord over all. And we'll recognize you rightfully. Lord, we rejoice in that, and we thank you that you alone are worthy of our praise, and we want you to be honored in this service. Lord, help us to keep a posture of wanting to hear your message today. I pray that we would recognize you for who you are and put you in your rightful place as King and Lord of our lives. We commit this service to you and ask your blessing on each Sunday school teacher and each Sunday school class, on the share time, and Brother Gary as he brings the message. Lord, may your truth be proclaimed. May you be seen as King over all today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, invite all of you teachers teaching in the basement to go to your classes. And the students may follow. The adult Sunday school lesson for this morning is Genesis chapter 6, verse 9 through chapter 7, verse 24. So let's assemble in our classes.